Budget workshop.
Budget workshop. To order.
I'll move to recess the budget workshop.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to recess the budget workshop. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And look for a motion to open the special meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to open the special meeting. I'll turn it over to you. Right.
So the first thing we need to do, why we're here for the special meeting, is a couple of things. First, we need to adopt the August 1st Personnel Committee Matters special meeting minutes. And then the second item on the docket is to discuss the Personnel Committee issue in regards to some recent events that have taken place in violation of one of the agenda items that we had on August 1st.
I move to adopt the minutes from the special meeting dated 1 August 2015.
Your second.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adopt the special meeting minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And I move to make this a closed meeting because there are personnel issues we'll be discussing. I think that's only fair because that's what we've done in the past.
No, I think that because there aren't any allegations against any employees, so we talked in an open meeting about adopting. We were talking about issues regarding you, Mr. Odoms, in an open meeting the last time, so that's what we're talking about.
But we've talked about issues involving me in past meetings, and they've been closed meetings, and I think we should keep this one closed.
We've talked about issues that you brought up that were allegations against employees.
And there were allegations brought against me also, and those meetings were closed.
We talked about those in an open meeting. So we talked about those in an open meeting, and this meeting was also different.
Right. And as we have discussed in the past and we've experienced, allegations brought towards us as city council members, we're not city employees, so therefore we don't fall under the same Tennyson rules and protections in that regard, so our meetings are open. Now, if we were talking about the deputy clerk or the maintenance worker, an issue with them, whether it's a review or some issue that we have with them, then yes, that would be a closed meeting because now we're dealing with that. But what the reason for this meeting is to specifically address one of the motions that was made on that August 1st meeting, and where we decided that because of issues raised in a closed meeting, that you were not to have any contact with city officials. You violated that.
You mean city employees?
City employees, I'm sorry. You violated that.
So that's what we're here to talk about.
Okay, that's fine.
Are issues concerning you, Mr. Orr.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're in an open meeting.
And then what compounds that issue is that we have granted an extended leave for one of our employees because of issues that are still surrounding this issue of why you weren't supposed to have contact with the city employees. With those things combined and the fact that you have now decided you're not going to turn over your files. You've claimed you've contacted the FBI, and you're not going to cooperate with the city. We feel that it's in the best interest, the Personnel Committee does, and Kelly would concur, that it would be in the best interest that you do not have contact with the employees. And in order to make sure that we can actually have some teeth behind it and some recourse if you decide to, the Personnel Committee is recommending that we get an order of protection on behalf of the city against you.
Talk yourself out. Do you know why I contacted the city employees?
I do know the reason why you walked in the office and talked to Sherry. I do know.
And was that appropriate?
I don't think the reason is relevant.
I'm not talking to you. Please be quiet.
I don't think the reason is relevant. You were ordered not
but
to.
But the thing is,
reason or not.
Would you... When he gets out of order like that, Mayor, would you please rein him in a little bit? I'm getting tired of this.
We'll be fine.
All right. I went down and saw that the lights were burned out at the memorial. Not knowing if I would run across Greg, which I eventually did, on my way to work, I was up here for probably no more than 3 minutes asked Sherry to tell Greg that those lights were burned out. I said, I'll see you. I'm going to work.
What was the first thing you said when you walked in the building?
Oh, I said, I can't believe that a city council member can't talk to an employee. Well, definitely. I said that.
That's interesting because that's not what's been recounted to us.
Well, that's what happened. And so then, anyway, so I said, would you please tell Greg? And she said yes. She was very cold. We were very much to the point, 3 minutes max, probably even less than that. As I was going down, I'm out of town, I saw Greg down at the park weed whipping. And I said to Greg, I pulled up, he shut off his weed whipper, he came over and talked to me. And I said, I just was up at the city hall and I told Sherry this because I didn't think I'd run into you, but now that I did, here's what the deal is. The lights at the memorial, the two small floodlights are burned out. And I says, I thought you should know about it. And he says, yeah, I don't know if we got any bulbs for those or not, but I'll check it. He says, okay, I'm going to work. See ya. That's all it was. Both instances.
I find that the reasons are irrelevant. It says right here in black and white, and you were there at the meeting, and you abstained. No contact of any kind with city employees.
It's in the interest of the city.
That has nothing to do with it.
And that's fine. Whatever you want to do, go ahead. But I'm, you know, I did what I did, what I thought was best.
The other thing that's in the best interest of the city is to have an employee in that office every day.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that now.
Don't blame that on me.
You.
No, don't blame that on me.
Oh,
no, no.
So now you're seriously going to challenge the medical opinion of a qualified professional.
We cannot talk about that in an open meeting. Sorry, Bob. We can't talk about anything like that in an open meeting.
So basically we're discussing right now the two items where you had contact with our two city employees.
Okay. I did.
And also, Mr. Odom sent a letter to Mr. Lund, which I have reviewed. You can explain it if you want, Mr. Odoms, but he indicated in the letter that he's contacted the FBI.
I have.
That he will not return any of the data to the city. That he said that he actually, I believe, agreed that he would do that, that he would return it within 10 days. He now is indicating in writing he will not do that. And I believe that the employees are very threatened by the fact that Mr. Odoms now has upped it to try to get the federal government involved and feel very threatened by that. And you guys as personnel committee members can comment on the employees, but my understanding is that they're very scared at this point because Mr. Odoms continues to keep upping the ante.
Okay.
Yes. Can so some two things on here that he was ordered to do when he's not doing that.
I'm sorry, but what relevance does the FBI have to the town and what he was told to do?
Nothing that I can understand what that would be.
It's a scare thing.
So why would you?
Supposed to be somebody special.
Why would you contact the FBI? They have no jurisdiction here.
The hard drive with the information on it is in the possession of the FBI. And the letter that I wrote to Chris, I don't know why that didn't get distributed to the rest of the council members, but there was a lot of information explaining why it was done that way. That's all I'm saying.
And the reason why we do not have a letter in front of us today is because in all the information
okay, and that's fine.
But again, we have a proven pattern, and we have lost one employee.
True.
We have another that's on leave. We have another that I have on good accord from first-hand conversations. May not want to be in this group anymore. And you have willfully shown that you don't care about any motions that get set here. And all of this is in the best interest of the city. If you have private data on your server or have been given private data, you know full well, especially after multiple meetings, multiple times the league has said something, the iPad even had their technical analysis, you know you can't have private data. None of us can.
And I no longer have it. It's into possession of the FBI.
Do you realize that that's not the keeper of the city of Hamburg's private data?
But I know it's safe there. It won't be altered.
Well, you didn't have the city's permission to give it to a third party, which it could be the FBI, it could be the planet Mars, it could be the Queen of England. It doesn't matter. You didn't have the city's permission to do that, Mr. Odoms. You didn't have the city's permission to take property belonging to the city and not return it to the city or give it to someone else other than the city. You didn't come to me and ask about that. You didn't. You just decided on your own accord you were going to do something with property belonging to the city without discussing that with the city.
I'm safeguarding that property.
No, that isn't up to you. If it's property belonging to the city, it belongs to the city to decide how to safeguard that property, not you. You're not the city, Mr. Odoms. You're one council member.
It's at the FBI being safeguarded.
What are they going to do with it? Do you have to guard a colony? What are you going to do with it? Where is this going?
I have no clue either.
The letter, like I said, I'm not going to say any more other than that the letter that Chris got, it was explained to him. If you didn't get that letter, I guess...
We're in a meeting. Explain whatever you want.
I'm not going to explain anything. I told you, I'm not going to say anything more. That's it.
Now's the time to explain whatever you'd like to Mr. Odoms. We're in a meeting. That's why we're here. So you can explain anything you want to.
No, if people have got your mind made up, you've already convicted me. You're the judge, jury, and the executioner. I'm through with it. I did what I was advised to do by the U.S. Attorney's Office. And that's where it's going to go.
That's where it's at. Is that attorney in contact with the city's attorney? No.
Probably not.
Why?
I have no idea. You have to talk to them.
Why would you call the U.S. attorney? You're just trying to... you're trying to stir the pot. What is the problem here? I mean, do you have nothing better to do than make everyone else's life miserable? I mean, you really need to get a life, dude.
What is your ultimate goal?
To get to the truth.
We are trying to get to the truth. No.
I told you I'm not saying anymore. We're going to have an outside agency look into the whole thing.
What was an outside agency?
The FBI.
Excuse me, but you carry on. This has gone too long already. This is old for a town of 560 people.
You fabricated stories.
FBI has no jurisdiction. They have no reason to look at the data from the city. They don't own it. They don't... What is your problem, dude?
I don't have a problem. I want the
you
truth.
You think?
I want the truth.
Yeah, you make up the truth as you go along.
What is the truth that you're not getting?
I'm not saying anymore. I'm going after the truth. You people have got your minds made up. I tried to explain it to you in that August 1st meeting, I think that it was, and you totally blew it off.
You've never tried to explain anything.
So I'm, like I said, I'm through talking... I'm acting now.
You're going to get the truth off, or it's going to backfire right in your face, and that's what's going to happen.
I certainly hope so.
Councilman Holmes, I don't really know what you're sitting in that chair for. You are not contributing anything good to the city of Hamburg. You are creating ill will. The residents are talking.
Not to mention, you've made the city government a circus.
It's getting out of hand.
How much money was spent already? You should know. How much? 20 grand?
Well, your goal is really out of this world. I really don't understand you.
Yeah, there's no good outcome for this for you at all.
Well, yeah,
you've alienated the whole town, the whole
truth,
town
the
city
truth
council.
Truth will come out.
You make
the
up the truth as you go along according to your own mind.
The truth will come out. And that's all I...
You are so funny. You know
you're so far out in left field, no one even knows what you're talking about half the time.
Let's have it.
We're not getting anywhere with you ever.
I'm going to tell you this for one last time. One last time. All right, I'm not going to tell you
pretty much.
How can I deal with something like that?
Tell us.
I told you in that letter that I wrote April 1st.
Oh, no.
Pardon?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you. I wrote a letter here in, I think it was April 1st or whatever it was. Jeremy... Those things that I alleged in that complaint that I gave to Chris on November 5th, every one of those items happened. I went over and I talked to Chris before I made that report. I was at your house and talked to you about what was going on up here with Jeremy and his behavior on the 13th of September, and I followed that up with an email to you.
I know we talked,
yeah. Yeah, and we talked. So everybody knew what was going on. You said you would take care of it. It didn't change. I went and I talked to Chris because he's on the personnel committee, and that's what prompted the report. You admitted that he's a control freak and he likes to be in charge, and his behavior and his behavior that I explained to you was inappropriate. And I told you if he keeps that up, he's going to get the city involved in a hostile work environment lawsuit.
Let's talk about behavior because I think you both may be a little guilty.
But just
your behavior isn't so
good. Hold on a minute. So anyway, what I did, I talked to you about his behavior. Nothing changed. I talked to Chris about his behavior, and then I filed that report, and he denied each and every one of those 9 points that was in that 10-page letter. Those things happen, Dick. I'm telling you that. Honest to God, those things happen. And I know you guys don't like me because I'm a little outspoken, and I can deal with that. That's fine. But I cannot deal with somebody that lies. And that man has lied to this council, he's lied to you, and he's lied to the city attorney. And I put that, I put that in order. I put that in the letter.
Everything that comes out of your mouth is a lie. When How I can start, you not deal when with
start,
somebody that lies?
When I start making these points that the city doesn't like, well, then you start being abusive. Those things happen. I went and got that letter notarized, got an affidavit for it, and I've also talked to two polygraph companies. So that you said why am I doing this? Because I'm going to get to the truth of that. I'm going to get to the truth of it.
You want to crucify somebody?
Yeah, what's your end game? Besides alienating the whole town?
I don't think that we should have a city clerk that lies to the city council, lies to the city.
Oh my goodness.
See? There you go. That's what I'm dealing with.
But
the mayor should say.
Yeah, go ahead.
I agree with you. If there are lies being spread, I don't think any one of us wants to do it. But I find it very comical when you're the one trying to paint somebody in that manner, which when your own website is full of it, and you've never fessed up to your own lies on your own website. And I called you out on here in this meeting, and you said you would take a look at it and you would change it. You never did. You didn't admit that you lied.
I haven't had a time. I've been really busy with doing a lot of stuff.
It's been, 2 months, month and a half?
No, it hasn't been that long. But anyway, that people want to know why I'm doing this. That's why I'm doing it, because we're going to get to the truth of what's going on here.
And we did in two different closed meetings talk about your allegations in those two closed meetings, and no corroborating evidence was ever produced by you or anybody else here to back up what you were asserting. Now, that is, again, those were all things we discussed in the closed meeting, but the results of it is that we saw no action against Jeremy.
I know what happened. I know what I saw, and I know what I heard. As a resident that pays taxes, I'm embarrassed and insulted that he's getting $7,000 a month or whatever, and I see him sitting there blatantly lying. I'm sorry.
Again, Mr. Robbins.
No.
Yeah. See, that's it. You've got a closed mind.
I mean, these issues were dealt with in a closed meeting. These are private information that shouldn't really be discussed and disseminated here in a public meeting in regards to what we were.
That's why I wanted this to be a closed session.
But there aren't. You didn't call it for allegations against Jeremy. That's not why this meeting is called. This meeting was called, Mr. Odoms, because of concerns regarding your behavior.
All right.
Let's
move right along.
This isn't about anyone else's behavior. This is about what this council agreed to in motions, and you're not agreeing to abide by the council's wishes at all.
You probably even second some of them.
Sure I probably did.
You know.
So there's really no option, I don't believe, as the city attorney, other than to get an authority to enforce the council's wishes.
And that's fine.
If Mr. Odoms won't agree to abide by what the Council of Amber is asking for him to do and has moved in motions, I don't have any authority as city attorney to enforce that. The courts have authority. The sheriff's office, if you violate a court order, can pick you up, and they can say you violated a court order if we were to obtain one, and the consequence to that would be potentially being thrown in jail. That's a consequence.
And I understand that.
I can't do anything without an order. So
can the city order the order of protection?
The city can apply for an order.
We can authorize Kelly
yes.
to apply.
With the city's cooperation.
Which was the recommendation of personnel.
Where we are right now.
And calling Mr. Lund closed-minded, that's absolutely ludicrous. He's got one of the most open minds of any person I've ever met.
Well, shall we move on here? What's council wishes that ourself maybe recommended?
Like I said, we recommend that
the order of protection for them
against Councilman Odoms. So far he has no contact with the employees, cannot post pictures of the employees on his website.
Or any type of
cannot post any
private data
or any other information that's non-public on the website. And cannot contact the employees.
Discussion and always, the recommendation of the personnel committee.
I say I move that we go with the recommendation of the personnel committee that we get an order of protection for the city employees against Councilman Odoms as he seems to disregard everything that's said in any of these meetings.
Is there a second?
Is that for the city employees and the councilmen?
No.
City employees.
And it's not for the fire department either.
No. Okay. I'll second this motion.
Motion made and seconded to proceed with getting an order of protection for our city employees pertaining to Councilman Odoms. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Abstain.
Carried. So I guess if you would proceed with that, it would be appreciated.
Okay.
Do you know how long this kind of usually
takes? I can get that one immediately.
That's all we have for the special.
And at that point, I guess we'll look for more.
I got one thing here. Mr. Odom was talking something about being a citizen from the city of Amber and going after Jeremy about something. Well, I think he's almost right. You maybe should step down from the council and do a citizenship thing and do it on that way, because I think it's almost a conflict of interest here. So I may have my recommendation for you to step down off of the council.
And you've got to be kidding.
No,
I reiterate what.
Yeah.
No, that's never going to happen.
Why?
Never.
Why not?
It's never going to happen.
It's the best thing you can do for this city.
It's the best thing for you, buddy.
Is that a threat?
Yeah, no. You take anywhere you want. That's my recommendation.
You heard that?
That's my recommendation.
There is a recommendation that you step down.
Okay, that's fine.
The councilman Trebuchet's comments? Anything else?
Actually, before you do that, didn't you, Mayor, have something you were saying about the front office, and you had a couple of recommendations of someone to sit in the front office?
Okay, yeah, I like to keep the doors open.
Yeah.
And I talked to some people, and I'd like to talk to some more just citizens in town here that would man the phones, recommend. If there is something to any of us that can help, just so there's contact.
So my concern about that would just be if the person has access to the computer, to communications that contain private information, attorney-client privilege information on that computer. I wouldn't want things that are non-public getting out to the public.
Sure.
I don't know if there's, how you guys would handle that? I don't know.
Well, they really don't know that there'd be anything computering to do.
So they would need to have access to it? Because, Chris, you've been checking that.
I've been checking that.
Because I don't know that I would want just so I wouldn't want well, to say that.
Well, that's your password anyhow.
Yeah, I mean, there is a password to get into it, which I have passwords for all the systems right now.
You could whoever it may be, could be in that other office and now it would stay locked, I guess.
Just something to answer phones and refer. I just don't have the business to be hosts,
right? If that would work out, maybe that's a temporary solution for something, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, because Grant and Sherry hopefully will make it to do water bills and checks and stuff like that.
My only concern would be is not just the computer, it'd be any other data that's in that office, you know, that could be deemed as private. I mean, there's employee records, there's the personnel committee stuff that's in there, and none of that can be safeguarded any other place. I agree with you, I don't like it being dark either. But unfortunately, or I do have an email out to Cologne's city administrator and to Steve Helgen, nor even have heard back from him yet. And one of my questions to them is, could we possibly forward our phones to them? You know, if they had city staff, and you just forward our phones to them during the daytime, so at least those get taken, and then people need permits to see if there's a way that we could get somebody who could help us out with permits as well. But unfortunately, I haven't heard back from them yet, but I'm hoping to hear back maybe tonight. There'll be something in the email or tomorrow.
Well, I'm sure the phone could be forwarded to me. You can do it to your cell phone.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to take that one.
I mean, I'd feel comfortable if it wasn't a council person in the office, that it would be another city administrator.
That's
that
fine.
Would have the, you know, have the know, you know, the...
I guess we got to get something on the door. Then.
Yeah.
Just stating the certain facts are available.
Has Sherry worked yet this week?
No, I didn't notify her of things until today because I figured yesterday was her first day at her new position, and she probably had enough, and it was first day of school, probably had enough with that as well. And so I figured today. But I did leave a message with her today. Didn't talk to her personally, but left a message saying, if she can, when she can, let me know so we can make sure we know when someone's in that office too.
Just to go back to one item for the information that is supposed to be turned over.
Yes.
Is there any recourse that we can do?
There is. I mean, there are things to be done, but I'm not ready to discuss those with the council.
Okay, because...
I'm not pretty near to talk about that.
All right, well, I'm just thinking.
Yeah.
I will send you something that came to me.
Yep.
No, and that's a good question. I can't talk about it.
Okay, fine. Well, like I say, that's fine, but if you can arrange something with those, we got to get something on the door. And maybe some contact numbers for us. Or whatever. I don't care.
I can type something up after the meeting and print it out on the phone paper.
Yeah, I would just, I mean, I wasn't thinking about Chris, what you were saying about other data being in the office. I would just hate for some resident to come in there and not have any idea about any data.
I know,
Mayor, but that would be not good for the city, particularly if there was someone that had some inklings of things that are going on and then sat in there and was looking for stuff. That would be disastrous for the city. We really do need to protect everything.
So, I will.
Yeah, okay. Just no.
Done.
Okay.
I'll move to adjourn the special meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and second to adjourn the special meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. I guess at this time we'll reopen the budget workshop.
Okay. So then do you guys need me here or am I going to go? Okay. So if you're okay, I can go, or if I can stay if you want.
Whatever you want to do, it doesn't matter.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm fine to go, or?
Yeah, because
it's I mean, that doesn't have anything to do with anything.
No, we're going to figure out what we got to spend, and what
yeah.
the kits, and
right.
where the money's coming
okay.
from.
Okay.
I kind of got halfway.
Well, thanks for coming here again.
Yes.
We want to shoot those ones.
Next time, bring us burgers from Hot Burgers.
Can I do that, Steve? Sure.
I don't know if I can. I
mean, have to pay you back. Okay. Oh, I don't know.
You can bring my scale, but not the city attorney.
Right.
There you go.
There's that later.
Yeah.
We'll settle for.
Thanks.
Yeah.
We'll settle for peanuts and.
Okay.
Peanuts and beer.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Okay. Yeah. You too.
Well, tonight on the workshop is going to be basically kind of a wish list, I think. And
if we have something, make some suggestions and see what we can do.
Yeah.
I do have one other question. I think Jeremy put that, I don't know if he ever got that in the paper, that trailer and that jetter.
I really don't know. I didn't see it, but I didn't
know. You did forward me the, because today was supposed to be the end, and I'm supposed to read it today. So, no, next week was supposed to be the end. Well, next week,
okay. Well, the circumstances.
Yeah, just, no, that's right. I didn't know. So.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
And here. That's right. Jeremy, when I asked him about that roofing permit.
Oh.
And that's what he gave me. Meeting on the 8th, we'll probably want to make a motion to have city shop.
Yeah, I think they were down there.
Yeah, last time I was down there, it looked like Greg had the floor torn up pretty good. So I don't know what that under for potential costs going forward.
Didn't we set that for $2,400 for this year?
Yeah, and I was trying to look through here when I was printing them out too to see if I could discern how much of that money has been used so far. I couldn't. In looking at these numbers, nothing really jumped out at me as that was Mel's payments.
And are we sure that is through September? Because I guess I thought that we talked about it being June, July, and August because the grass kind of quits growing in September. Because I think we started looking for him like in April, and it took a while, you know, to get all the information back and get the applicants. And I think I remember we talked about June, July, and August.
That could be.
Because, and I think, you know, the fact that we said it got colder and cooler and the grass didn't grow so fast.
Yeah. Well, you might be right there. Benefits for boundaries, editing this purpose. This is last year, this is proposed for 2016, but those are the budget. Like I said, I think it would be a good way for us to start at these last 2 pages, but those are the items that we put on the wish list for last year. And I know some of them are done. We have the standalone snowblower. We got the attachment for the Bobcat. The roof is done. The roof is done. Wall heaters are done. Yeah. Okay, the ad that went out did not save a time. The other part that will make the budget work look a little odd too will be the fact that we're deferring some of the cost for that street project in the next year, even though we all allocated this year.
I talked to Brad the other day. He said that's going to probably start next week.
Especially since the building in Northern America seems to be having structural issues.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the only area of place that has an issue.
But I think the labor part is a little tight out there. Okay.
Yeah. I'm still looking for one we approve, but yeah.
You know, years ago we had the Save the Hall fundraiser. Maybe we need to cool the hall down fundraiser.
You gotta have somebody that's pushing back though, you know, to stay at it.
You know, it wouldn't be that hard to air condition it. All you need is two rungs. Can go right through those beams.
It's like over there at the Royal America, the pavilion.
Well, hey, but I mean, you look at a warehouse.
Yeah, same thing.
Well, I think the last time we had someone look at it, wasn't it like 35 or 40,000? Oh,
yeah. Spent more than that already, I guess.
Because, how would I say, there aren't enough years to recoup the cost, but
I think if we move forward with something like that, we have to look at it as it's going to be a loss leader. It's not something where it's not going to be, it's not going to be a cash cow. It's going to be just something that's going to attract people here to town. I mean, the other thing we got to think about too, I don't know if we would work it into the budget or how that would work, but we have our I&I elected. We can bring businesses and we can bring new development to town. We haven't had it. I don't know when's the last time a planning commission's ever been put together.
President's away, huh? Is that saying that was put on?
Didn't Jeremy say that that thing is costing the city about $20,000 a year? We're losing about, I thought he said $20,000 a year.
It's probably in that ballpark, yeah. I mean, just from because I think part of it has to do with that it's not insulated probably well enough to keep the heat in when it's supposed to be hot, and then the limited cooling that we have in there doesn't cool it down. So between those two, and I'm sure the electricity bill isn't the greatest at all.
It shouldn't be that bad.
I just know a lot of you can't plug that many roasters in without popping stuff. So.
Yeah, it's very old wire.
But putting those two new heaters in there, that's got to cut the gas usage down, I would think.
Yeah.
Because that other one must have been really inefficient.
Justin Black mentioned something about it. Yeah, it was over the street.
Yeah. It's in a bid. In the brand was.
Oh, is it on the bid?
It might be.
Oh, that's, I don't know.
that there be contingencies.
Well, anyway, he's never here Tuesday, and what he's got to do on my trees, he says he'll be done shortly, half day maybe, most, that's it. And he says, if they want me to do it, I said, I'll bring it up, I'll mention it, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, I talked to Brad, and when are they going to start doing that? He says right after Labor Day, so
yeah.
Labor Day is next Monday.
So I just thought I'd bring it up.
Are they going to, does anybody know if they're going to do all that road and get that done and then go down and do that parking lot, or are they going to do both of them kind of simultaneously? Or?
Yeah.
He said he decided to pay 2 to 3 weeks if the weather holds.
Anybody got ideas of what expenses are you going to be looking at for 2016? What do we need?
What are we doing about the water tower? Do we have any money going set aside for that?
Every month.
How much does that amount to about? That's going to be a major expense.
So water capital improvement fee is $8, or would that be, I think that's the same.
Was that $8 that we voted on here last spring?
No.
Yeah.
So $8 times 200, it's going to take a long time to build that up.
Yeah.
A month times 12.
Here it says, in the water point, it says upgrade water meter reader and software. We've never really checked into that, have we?
Yeah, we did. Jeremy and I went over to a meeting last spring, a year ago.
Okay.
And we even had some guys out here and talked to them. But the company that makes that stuff, you can buy the software package for like $800 or $8,000. And that's got a reader. It works same principle as the pet readers. You know, if those chips that they got in pets, they hold something over it. But anyway, and so what this does, the meters, some of our meters already are compatible with that system, and I think we figured out it was like 50% of the meters, and so the other 50% of the meters would have to be switched out, And Jeremy and I talked about doing that on like maybe, you know, 25 meters a year or whatever. And the new meters are like, I'm thinking they said $125, so they're not all that expensive. And you just basically, Greg would go in and take out the old meter, put the new meter in, and if there's already the thing going out, the wire going out for the sensor on the side, you just basically transfer the wires over. And it was really a slick deal. And so then what you do, Greg brings that gadget that he reads all the meters with, and they download that into this computer program, and it automatically figures out the gallons and how much you used and the price and whatnot, and generates the water bills. All in, you know, basically one, you know, fell swoop. And it was really slick, and they had a video of some of these places that are using it, and I mean, they're just really happy with it. And the thing has got a battery in it, that each meter's got a battery in it that's good for like 20 years. You know, so there's no maintenance. And then they can also, you can take and get just all kinds of data out of each meter from each house if you want. If somebody, you know, has, you know, a toilet that's sticking or whatever like that, and they complain about their water bill, you can go back to 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a month or 2 months or whatever and show them where this is, and it even pinpoints it to the time of day when the water is being used and what's not. So it's really a good program, and that kind of got lost by the wayside.
Yeah. The 25 of them is probably going to be about $3,000, $4,000.
Yeah,
plus
the program.
Yeah, plus the program, another $8,000.
Well, but the thing is, we weren't going to do them all at once. That was the plan, you know, do it over a 5-year period or whatever.
You need the program first, though, right? That's $8,000.
Right. And I guess I don't know if that was in last year's budget proposal or not. Or is that what we're looking at here as last year's?
The wish list, yeah, the budget items to consider. We consider some of them.
Okay.
I'm looking through the minutes here to try to find one for the time frame for the part-time help.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a motion that was made back in March for Schultz to tree trim.
But I think that meter, that water meter reading thing, that would be a good thing to pursue because, you know, yeah, so it's $8,000, but you've already got, I think we figured, like I said, 50% of the meters in the city are already compatible with that. And it, you know, you don't have to take and download the stuff from the unit that Greg has now. And of course, you don't have to re-enter it, so you eliminate the error problem. And that would save a lot of time on doing the water bills. Right.
One thing to consider too, as we're talking about different items to add, if you go back to the beginning, just to give you an idea, for every roughly $4,000 we change that we're going to add or change out of the budget, we get more than 1% change in levy. So if we want to, you know, spend $40,000, we're going to have to increase the levy or have to increase taxes by 10%. Okay, on May 12th, we approved the part-time summer hire of Mel, providing past background. And I saw the ad we put in, and there's nothing in here that states time. This is summer, part-time summer hire.
But that's the ad, but could you go forward a little bit and see when we actually approved to hire him?
Yeah, so on May 12th, the personnel committee met and recommended that we hire Mal at $10 an hour. I made the motion,
So it's not specific.
Summertime, so what is
I mean,
end of summer?
Officially summer doesn't end until September 21st or 22nd, whenever the vernal or the autumnal equinox is. My guess is we should probably use him through the end of September, because roughly about the time of the equinox is when the grass starts growing a lot slower, because the days get shorter and the so it doesn't grow as much during the day, and its nights are cooler.
You know, we've had in the perfect summer, we've had rain.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, we've had our share of good weather.
Years it was brown, except for down the park, because it's peat ground, and it'll grow anything.
I can't think of anything offhand right now.
I'm still concerned with our insurance, what we're paying.
I don't know. Like I said, I can't think of anything really offhand. I mean, we got the streets taken care of if we want to. We've gotten the roofs taken care of that we needed. Upgrading the city water meters. It's not a bad idea, but it's not anything. Yeah, I mean, it's not anything that really needs to be, I don't think, really needs to be done right away.
I think if it's something we wanted to move forward with, it'd be something we'd want to put a plan in place so we don't do them all in 1 year. I mean, it would probably be more efficient.
Right. Take this budget, this papers along. If you come up with something, jot it down. You know, there are things that when you drive through town you can see. You know, oh, maybe this is an idea.
And on this year, on the fire department, did they get their radios and all that other stuff? Did they get all that taken care of yet? No.
No, I think they're going to go for some grants again. You know, it's, what they say, all the stuff that they kind of mandate, you know, so it's hard for the little towns to buy all this stuff.
Oh, I know that.
But yet, it's good enough you can give it to another town that's, what should I say, a higher need. You know, I don't...
But I see on the list here that there was...
No, I don't think there's any money put aside because it doesn't say.
Well, we obviously have to up our budget for the legal fees. We're already triple what we budgeted for this year.
Yeah.
Well, I think the budget was 1500,
wasn't it? What's
that? 1500, the budget, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think it was 5500 and we're well over.
1500.
I thought Jeremy said it was 5500.
We've never really had any kind of expenses for legal other than if we...
Anyway, we're...
You know, like street project or water.
We're way in the hole on that deal.
That's how much of the levy right there. Well, hopefully we won't have that issue next year.
Well, we'll see once on Tuesday night what the AFD comes with their revised recommendation.
Right.
Because here's kind of what I got from the just on the whole bit. They want this money now because the city isn't putting so much in because of people that have retired. I mean, years ago, it was maybe 30,000, 38,000, now it's 6 and 7. Well, that can change again. I mean, you look at the stock market now, it's not doing so well. So those numbers aren't going to be. So at that rate, is the fire department going to make up the difference? You know, I mean, this is a time for the city to catch up a little, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think at the last estimate we had last year, we were at 97% funded, I think it was.
Yeah, it was very close.
I mean, it would be nice if we could get that number to 100 and maintain 100, maybe even a little bit above. We're not overfunded, but at the same token, if we have another 20, 25, 30% correction in the market, we could be back at only being 70% funded.
Right. So they're extremely simple.
Yeah.
So everything is kind of based on good times.
I move to close the budget workshop meeting.
A second. Motion made and seconded to close the budget workshop meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Mm. Okay.